On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Nathan Sterner. It's Monday. That means it's time for our weekly theater review with theater critic Jaywin Russick. She's gone to see the world premiere of Annapolis Shakespeare Company's Servant of Two Masters. The play is adapted by Tim Mooney and will run in the outdoor courtyard at Reynolds Tavern every Tuesday evening until September 29th.
Double dealing, misunderstandings, disappearing funds, important papers lost or shredded, and a little romance. Could be a typical day at any state capital, give or take the romance. You can see it all right before your eyes in historic Annapolis, thanks to Annapolis Shakespeare Company's delightful production of the Commedia dell'arte classic, The Servant of Two Masters. An 18th century Italian comedy might seem an unusual choice for a Shakespeare company, but this comedy is a good fit for its setting, the Reynolds Tavern, which opened in Annapolis in 1747, a year after Carlo Goldoni wrote The Servant of Two Masters. Director Sally Boyette, Annapolis Shakespeare's artistic director, dresses her actors in pre-revolutionary costumes, tri-corner hats for the men, and cotton dresses with fitted bodices and full skirts for the women. Plus, Goldoni's play is about, as the title says, a servant. So what better place to see it than a restaurant, specifically the outdoor courtyard at Reynolds Tavern, where patrons are being served. The title character, a servant named Truffaldino, is constantly hungry.
But here's an inn. You know, I've half a mind to go inside and see if I can find a nibble or a morsel or a bite before I have to tie my belt more tight. But what if he comes looking here for me? Well, that's his problem. You must all agree I have every right to go inside. But wait! I haven't any money. Curse my fate. Why must I be a servant? I'd have made... Oh, yes, that's right. I never learned a trade.
Patrick Truller, as Truffaldino, at times seems too smooth to be this perpetually bumbling servant. A man so famished and in need of funds, he simultaneously hires himself out to two masters with comic consequences. But Truller is at his funniest when he's handed a bowl of pudding to serve. He takes a taste and then another, throwing his head back in ecstasy, hair flying, in a goofy manner reminiscent of Seinfeld's Kramer. Goldoni's convoluted plot concerns not only Truffaldino's secret dual employment, but also one, two, and eventually three sets of lovers. The third consists of Truffaldino and a maidservant, played by an amorous Amy Pasteur. Here he is with the maidservant, trying to make sense of a letter, though neither knows how to read.
There it is, exposed.
So read it fast!
No, you, I must suppose, you know your lady's writing more than me.
In truth, I can't make out a thing I see.
Oh, wait, no, I might just make a go.
There's letters there I think that I might know.
Well, let's give it a shot. Is that an M?
An R.
An R?
It's got a stem.
You mean that thing?
It's Re or Rye or Rio. No, wait, it's M. It's me or my or mio.
Or not so much mio, maybe mia.
A mia?
There's a hook there. You can see a...
It's a mia!
Hey!
Annapolis Shakespeare's production is the world premiere of a swift, lively, rhymed adaptation by Timothy Mooney, a Chicago-based writer. Mooney humorously weaves some modern phrases into the text. For example, "We were to rendezvous in the piazza." That's crazy, that's messed up, I see, I gotcha. Director Boyette lets her cast have fun with some of the near rhymes, deliberately forcing them. She also makes ample use of sound effects, wooden slapsticks, a kazoo, a bicycle horn. And she assigns identifying sound effects to several characters, heard whenever their names are mentioned. The first few notes of the theme from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly are associated with one character. A tiny ringing bell and swooning women are associated with another. The director has assembled a close-knit cast of eight actors who keep the tempo and the humor brisk. She and writer Mooney even work some Reynolds Tavern menu items into the script: baked brie, rockfish, fried green tomatoes. You can enjoy these dishes while you're enjoying The Servant of Two Masters. And trust me, this relatively new Shakespeare company is so carefully honed, you won't be tempted to throw even one tomato.
Theater critic Jaywin Russick. Servant of Two Masters runs until the end of September on Tuesday nights. She joins Maryland Morning every Monday morning. I'm Nathan Sterner. Coming up, Paula Willey joins Tom Hall to talk about her audiobook suggestions for kids. Stay with us.